We'll have some good news to share with you. Remember back in June, we were talking quite a lot about gender pay parity in sport. In case you've forgotten, let me just remind you why that conversation was happening. It was sparked by a photograph shared on social media depicting the winners at a surfing event, the Bellito Pro. And the picture showed the under 18 men's and women's champs clutching their winners' checks. And the big difference that everyone noticed was that his was for 8,000 rand and hers was for precisely half that amount. There was huge pushback against the organizers of the event, the World Surfing League, and against the sponsors, Billabong. And it did more than just cause a storm on social media, because yesterday the World Surfing League announced that as of 2019, it'll pay equal prize money in all of its competitions. I caught up with Surfing South Africa's general manager, Robin de Kock, a little earlier today to get his response to that news. Robin, at the time we chatted to you about the Bellito Pro incident, you described that photograph that was circulated as an embarrassment to South African surfing. And I remember you told us it wasn't common practice to pay men and women differently in this country, that the events you organized as Surfing SA had had pay parity for some time already. Can you remind us how long you have insisted on paying men and women equally?
We've been paying men and women equally for about 5 or 6 years now.
Okay.
That applies to all of our events, from our junior events right the way to our South African Championships, which we've just held, where everyone earned the same prize money.
Okay. Let's talk about the reason behind that, Robin, because, of course, the critics all said, well, the women face fewer competitors, they're in the water less, so why should they be paid the same as the men? You've got very strong views on why it is necessary to pay them the same.
It costs the same amount of money for them to get to the competitions. Their equipment costs the same. They have to train just as hard. They have to go into the gym, same cost of gym fees. It just doesn't make any sense that the prize money should be different.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, there was a huge social media outcry at the time. There was a lot of pushback against the sponsors associated with the Bellito Pro. Clearly, it's been more than just a storm in a teacup, Robin, because it's led to a decision to change from 2019 at a world level. Do you think there's been a lot of soul searching going on? Do you think there's been genuine engagement with the reasons for pay parity, or do you think this is just a reaction to negative publicity around the brands involved?
Now, look, I think they've definitely sat down at a boardroom, in a boardroom meeting. I remember I said to you that Sophie Goldschmidt is the CEO,
yeah.
And she's obviously taken this seriously, and she's, I'm sure, had something to do with it. And it's quite a big organization, the World Surf League, an international organization, so they've had to make board decisions. I'm happy that they've done it, just a pity they haven't done it now.
Yeah, why wait till 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah. At least they are doing it, though. I mean, what do you think it's going to mean, particularly to female surfers, to know that from next year, every time they put a board in the water, they have the same potential to earn the same amount of money as their male competitors?
I think it's only right. I think it's about time. I think if you ever look at the women's surfers, we're taking three over to the World Championships next week.
Yeah.
And our national team, Zoe Steyn, in fact, the girl who started all of this,
yes,
is in our team. She's the youngest South African woman ever to make our national team. She's a brilliant young surfer. She won the national championships in the beginning of August. She really is good, and she's very modest and doesn't really want to be involved in the storm, but she, in fact, was the catalyst that,
yeah,
made the change. She's leaving with Bianca Batendach, who's a fantastic surfer, is on the world tour, and I'm sure they'll all be very happy that the prize money is going to be the same, and they deserve it.
Absolutely. Final question, Robin, is looking ahead, what do you think this means for the sport's growth? I mean, one of the reasons that women do have fewer competitors and less time in the water is because it hasn't exactly been a welcoming environment for women for many decades. How do you think this move might potentially change that? Do you see it encouraging more young women to get involved in the sport?
Absolutely. A lot of the girls don't surf in the contest because they don't see the point. They say, well, we've got to pay the same pay entry fees, and then we get half the prize money. I'm sure we'll get more and more girls surfing. We started under 12 level. We just had a competition up at St. Mark's on the south coast of KZN called the Sea Elvis Strom Comp, and we had about 15 under 12 girls competing in it. And that's probably because we pay the same prize money to the under 12 girls as we do to the under 12 boys.
Yeah.
So I think if you encourage the girls by saying you're all the same, as there's no difference between you and the boys, you get the same points when you catch a wave, you ride the same boards, you wear the same wetsuits, and you deserve the same prize money. To me, it's an absolute no-brainer, and I think other sports, not just surfing, other sports should take notice of this.